Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. Let's talk about a bird, carbon chattas, chattas ha'oif. What's done with it? First, Malika. What's Malika? We mentioned this earlier. The Kayan does not shecht the bird with a knife. Rather, he does so by cutting through the back of its neck with his thumbnail. Then there's the hazah, the sprinkling of the blood. With the chattas ha'if, it's done by the kayin moving the bird up and down so that the blood sprays from its neck onto the mizbech. That's called hazah when it comes to chattas ha'if. It's, of course, not the same with animal karbanos. Number three, there's mitzui. Mitzui means squeezing. The kayin presses the bird against the mizbech, causing the blood to flow down the wall. Zakta the Mishnah. Chattas ha'if, the sprinkling of the blood of the carbon chattas, of the bird chattas, Nases, they were mekayim this mitzvah al keren deroimis maravis, into the southwest corner. Zok the Heilige Mishnah b'chol makayim ha'isek sheira. Its malika was kosher in any place in the chatzer. Elazeh ha'yim, but this, the keren deroimis maravis of the mizbeach, that was the place for hazah. That's how the Gemara explains it, as the Bat Tanura quotes it over here. So Agav, the Mishnah goes on to tell us that Ushloisha Dvarim, three things. Haisa Oisa HaKeren Mishameshes, did this corner, the southwestern corner, Keren Droimis Maravis Mishameshes, meaning it served as the place to do these things. The Mishnah explains, when we say the southwest corner, we mean Milimaton, from underneath. Underneath what? There was a line that went straight, a horizontal line that went around the Mizbeach at the halfway point. That was 5 amas above the grounds. This was Lemata underneath that line at the southwest corner. Ushloisha Milamal, and three things that are done above the red line. The Mishnah explains. Milamat, and what are the three things that are done at the southwest corner below the Chut HaSikra? This red line that surrounds the center of the Mizbeach halfway up. Well, the first was Chattas Ha'if, the sprinkling of the blood of the carbon chattas, that's an oif, like we learned earlier, as well as the mitzui, the squeezing, v'hagashos, bringing the carbon mincha toward the mizbeach. Before the kmitza, the kayin brings the mincha in a klisharis to the mizbeach and touches the klisharis against the southwest corner. The shayrish of the word hagashos is the same as vayigash. Remember Pashas vayigash, to approach. Ushayari adam, and the pouring of the leftover blood of the behema chattas. We learned about this earlier. The carbon chattas on the outside mizbeach, so the blood was put on the four corners on top, and the leftover blood was poured at this corner. Milmailon, what are the three things that are done above the red line, again at the same southwest Deroim Esmeravis corner? First, Nisach HaMayim, the pouring of the water on Sukkos. V'hayayin, as well as the pouring of the wine, the Nisachim, for all Karbanas Oila and Shlamim. Now the Karban Oila, the Karban Shlamim, and certain other Karbanas always came together with Nisachim, with wine. What did the Kayan do with the wine? He poured it onto the top of the Mizbeach, and on each day of Sukkos, when the wine was poured together with the Karban Tamid, Karban Tamid is a type of Karban Oila that was brought every morning and every afternoon, the Kayan also poured water onto the Mizbeach. Now, the water and the wine, the Nisachim, the Nisach HaMayim, it wasn't poured mamish on the Mizbeach, but into like silver bowls that were connected to the southwestern corner. From these bowls, the liquids drained into a special pipe that led all the way down into holes beneath the Mizbeach. That was called Shisin. And as the Bat Tanura explains, because these Shisin, these kind of pipes, were situated below the Roimis Maravis of the Mizbeach, the pouring took place at that corner. The third thing that was done at that corner on top was V'Oila Sa'if, the bird Oila, Kishi Rabba B'Mizrach, when there were too many Kaihanim on the east side of the Mizbeach. In other words, the main place is Keren Deroimis Mizrachis, southeast, because that's near the Beis Hadeshin, where they would have to throw in certain parts of the bird. But if there were too many Kehanim over there, and there's no place to stand on the soivev. That's like the ledge that goes around, because the oyle soif is on top. So then the kohen was instructed to go to the deroimis maravis, the southwest corner, which is also near the beis hadeshen, more so than the other two corners, because the beis hadeshen, where they would have to throw the parts of the bird there, that was near the ramp. It was on the eastern side of the ramp and south of the mizbech. So whatever the case may be, the closest place to the beis hadeshen was deroimis mizrachis, but if it was too congested, then the kohen would be sent to this corner, deroimis maravis. So again, what did we learn? We learned about achatas ha'oif, that there's malika, there's hazah, and there's mitzui. Malika is the shechting, which is done with the fingernail. The hazah is the sprinkling, as the bird's body is moved up and down. Mitzui is the squeezing of the blood. It's done al keren deroimis maravis. Any place was kosher for the malika, but the hazah was at this corner. Then the Mishnah went on to tell us about this keren deroimis maravis, the southwest corner. Three things were done toward the bottom of the Mizbeach, underneath the Chut HaSikr, the dividing line, which went around the Mizbeach halfway up, and three things were done on top. Three things at the bottom were, Chat HaSoif is explained, the approach to the Mizbeach, the Hagasha with the Klisharis of the Mincha, that had to touch the Mizbeach, the leftover blood of the Chatas Behema, those three at the bottom of the southwest corner. On top, at that same corner, was the Nisach HaMayim and Sukkos, as well as the Yayin, wine that is poured with carbon oilus and shlam and different carbonis. Plus, if there was not enough place for the oilus ha'oif, which has to be done on top, if there was not enough place in the Deroimis Mizrachis corner, so the Kehanim were directed to this corner, Deroimis Maravis, which was still closer to the Beis HaDeshen than the other two corners.